Okay, walking back to the tube station, and I've been monitoring the Twitter feeds, and there have been more and more talk about more photographers getting trouble from authorities, police, being called terrorists for carrying a camera and having to kind of justify why they're taking photographs in a public place. The first person I should see with a serious-looking camera, he's shooting a Canon, looks like a professional photographer, and I believe you are, is that right? Gianni, you're from...
From Italy, yes, I am a professional photographer.
And what's your experience for the moment taking photographs in and around London? I believe you're doing a project on London.
Yeah, I'm doing a little feature on London. Basically, London has always been a bit tough place where to take pictures, even in public places, because of awareness of people and security in particular. I just been around for a few days in London after not being here for about 1 year, and I found a little bit more restricted at the moment. I've been told there's a kind of terrorist alert at the moment. I don't know why it's there for. My toughest experience was in Canary Wharf, but at least they there, apparently there's a private owned land, so...
That's right, not many people know that Canary Wharf is in fact private space, not deemed as public, which is quite interesting because Reuters HQ sit...
All the main press.
Yeah, all the main press around that area, yet you try and take a photograph around that area.
Independent is there. A few pictures because of the economic crisis. I thought the Canary Wharf would have been the right place to start with, since it's the heart of financial business in London. Just general daily life, external shots. I've been almost harassed by private security and then the police itself.
And you have a press card, I believe. You're a member of the National Union of Journalists.
Yeah, but they don't give a damn because they just need an application form to their official press office to be done well in advance. I was convinced to work on a public ground. That's why I was so, I was insisting that since I was in the street, I could for sure take pictures. But I was told that I needed to stop taking pictures because that was a private property and I was not allowed. So that confirmed me that, London is, a difficult place where to take pictures. I mean, so interesting things going on, but it is tough.
It is tough. Do you think any of this terrorist threat is justified? I mean, do you think the paranoia from the police? I don't remember ever reading terrorists going out and doing a recce or with nice cameras.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you the last thing you want to do if you're a terrorist is to be seen. So you get any meaning of recording, micro camera, spying camera, in order not to be seen at all. You're not going to walk around with professional camera. I mean, that's your job, that's what you're doing. If you can prove it, even better. So
there's never been any example shown that terrorists actually do this kind of recces. If they do, they walk around and use their eyes and report back. I think it's ridiculous. Some of the more paranoid people will say that this is just a way of keeping kind of people in check and maintaining a level of fear. Would you go along with that?
I think there's more a need of control, really, in terms of what is recorded, done by whom, for what reason. So, any kind of government has the interest to control any kind of media, because the more control you have on what is said, is recorded, is talked about, more you can be kind of safe in terms of the power you got. So I think that this issue is a very, really a global issue. I mean, any kind of anti-democratic government has this way of controlling the media. Freedom of press, it's always the an issue. The first thing you want to control is the press if you want to keep things under control. London looks pretty much, England in general, looks pretty much a democratic civilization.
How are things in Italy?
Even worse.
Really?
From this point of view, much worse, yeah.
Some people that don't necessarily agree with a lot of the politics that are behind, you know, the Italian government may use the word fascism, etc., etc. So is that what we are creeping towards here, if you are already feeling a form of fascism towards the press in Italy?
Yeah, probably. Even if there the control is much more on what is circulating around. I mean, the guy who is at the moment the prime minister is owning three main private channels, plus 70% of all the newspapers and magazines. So basically there the power is very much on the usage they're going to do with information, rather than stopping people on the first place, which is recording any kind of information. So it's much more subtle, the kind of problems that we have.
As some people who get frustrated with the state of play in their country would often call to arms, maybe we should call to cams. Maybe we should all be grabbing our cameras and be doing more of our own journalism. What do you think about that?
Definitely, yeah. The internet in that terms is a good space where, you know, the freedom can be expressed by anybody. Problem is that maybe too many informations on the web will be kind of everything and the opposite of everything, and
saturating,
and so that's another kind of risk. But at least, you know, everybody can have their own space as long as they can deal with the technology to to put things in places. Yeah, definitely, that's an instrument that we need to use a lot.
So your feature here, would it have been promoting London, or was it an independent study?
No, it's something nostalgic, more personal, really. It's representing what London looks like now after. Because for me, London has always been kind of business-driven. And since we are in the middle of a global economic crisis, I kind of explorating this aspect of this town, on how it's suffering, on how it's affected by this, mainly. So,
do you think that you're the kind of slight oppression that you've felt from security and the hassle that you've got from taking photographs in public, is this going to affect you in any way?
No, I'm kind of used to it, because that's the way things working all over the world, really. A guy with a camera is always a problem for anybody.
You know, in their mind. We know differently.
Because even normal people, you know, kind of humble people, still believe in some cultures that when you snap a picture of them, you steal the soul. So, you know, that's so
maybe
many.
Maybe this is what the French believed when they stopped you photographing certain buildings without permission of the architect. You are stealing their designs.
Yeah, everybody has their own reason to, you know, keep control of their own things, what they think it's their own, you know. Buildings, how can they be their own if you look at them from the outside and snap some pictures? I don't understand, but you know, so that's something I'm used to deal with in a way or another. And in my experience, it's I learn to react in a certain way in order to, you know, not suffer too much otherwise.
We're starting to be more covert and therefore becoming more suspicious. You've already got a beard, you're in trouble already.
Sure one.
Do you have a website?
Yeah.
What is your website?
It's GianniMuratore.com.
Can you spell that?
GiannniMuratore.com.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for talking. I hope you don't get too much trouble. I'm hoping that we will just keep doing street photography, keeping it legal, you know, keeping control of our freedom to do this. I hope so. So keep snapping and try not to be too intimidated. And I apologize for the kind of trouble that you're getting off our own, in some cases, private security.
Thank you, but it's not your fault.
No.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot,
Gianni. Thank you.